Hi, hi, peace be unto you, and welcome back to another exciting and informative episode on Heart to Heart with Coach Bashiran. Today, I'm excited to have you back to continue the conversation on self-compassion, and our focus today is honoring our emotions as a means of self-compassion. But before I go in, how are you? How was your week? How was last week for you? My own week was a mix of high and lows and ups and downs. But I'm so grateful because when I sat down to reflect on all of it, I realized it wasn't such a bad week after all. I still had a long list of things to be grateful for. And most importantly, I am excited about the results that my clients are getting. So I've been working with these amazing three women over the past 3 to 4 weeks, and I love the progress that they're making. It gets me really excited and happy, and I am so grateful that I get to be a part of the journey. Also, one of the highlights of the past week for me is officially announcing my affiliate program, and which actually allows anyone who refers someone to me to take my service, so you know, my coaching program, my webinars, my courses, to earn a whooping 10% in commission. And I'm excited because so many people have indicated interest, and they're excited to join me and be my partner in progress. If you'd like to learn more about it, you might want to reach out as well. But that's on the side. Let's get into it. Last week we talked about self-compassion, and our focus was on how to honor your body. Today it's about honoring our emotions as a means to being compassionate towards ourselves. What are emotions? We all know what emotions are, right? We know emotions are feelings. We know emotions are part of us. We know as human beings, we are embodiment of emotions. We know emotions are chemical reactions that happen within us. But most importantly, emotions are information. They come with messages. They come with messages, and it is important that we take those messages, we listen to those messages. How we decode those messages and what we do to them will define whether we are compassionate towards ourselves or not. Now, I give you a quick example, and there's so many ways by which so many people dishonor themselves, dishonor their emotions because of the way that they handle their emotions. One of them is resentment. Resentment, simply put, is a feeling of grudge that you bear against someone, but it's so deeply seated. It's beyond just bearing a grudge. It's that, you know, it manifests. It comes with so much rage. With it comes so much anger. With it comes sometimes regret. You know, so resentment is kind of deeply seated, right? It's an emotion that you feel, and sometimes when you see the person, you feel like you want to knock them down, like you want to slap them, you want to punch them, you want to beat them. It's crazy, right? But that's an emotion. And I find that so many people, especially the people that I get to work with, they are dealing with one form of resentment towards somebody or the other. And but they don't honor those emotions. Like, they suppress those emotions. They behave, or they try to just ignore those emotions. They pretend as if these resentments are not present, yeah? As if they don't have all of that burden, you know, stacked up, as if those emotions are not suppressed within them. The longer you suppress these emotions, the more deeply seated that they become. And when they become deeply seated, they're going to cause you more harm than good, right? So that's one way by which a lot of people are actually self-sabotaging themselves and not being compassionate towards themselves as a result of the unpleasant emotions that they store in for so long. Like, people carry anger for years, people carry hatred for years, people begrudge other people for years, people carry guilt and regret for years. I get to sit with people and they get to tell me about how long they have been carrying a guilt, how long they've been carrying regret. And I'm like, OMG, right? So it's not a good place to be. You know, when you suppress these emotions, you're just setting up yourself for, how do I put it? You're more like a sitting time bomb. Like you're a ticking time bomb. Basically, you're waiting to just explode. You're a ticking time bomb waiting to explode, basically, because when these emotions become so suppressed, they find an outlet. And that's the things about emotion, they find an outlet. So it's either you want to express these emotions, you want to release them, you want to find ways to dissolve them. If whether you do that or not, you're going to find an outlet. And most of the time, it's an outburst that can manifest in depression. It's an outburst that can manifest in anxiety. It's an outburst that can manifest in feeling miserable. It's an outburst that can manifest in having low self-worth and self-esteem and feeling very unsure and uncertain about your life. There's so many ways by which these emotions start to manifest, and sometimes they manifest as bodily pains, right? They manifest as bodily pains. They manifest as a nagging migraine that never goes away. They manifest as a pain in your shoulder, you know, your shoulder blades, even though you haven't carried any heavy thing. They manifest as pains in your knee joints, even though you haven't, you know, strained your leg, you haven't missed your steps, right? If you want to be compassionate towards yourself, then one of the first things you might want to do is to start to honor your emotions. Acknowledge the presence of these emotions. Trace where they are coming from. Try to see what you can do about the root cause of these emotions. What is causing it? Is there an experience from your past? Is there something that someone did to you? Was it a mistake? Was it a project that you failed at? Whatever that is, it's important that you sit down and be objective. Like, come real to yourself. Come out real to yourself and tell yourself the truth. Sometimes it's so hard that you have to face these emotions because they are very unpleasant. But when you go through them, it's how you get to deal with them. And when you're finally able to deal with them and release them, you are a better person. So be compassionate towards yourself. Watch out for your emotions. Express them in empowering ways. Allow yourself to release them. Allow yourself to walk through them. And when you find yourself struggling to go, you know, beyond a certain point, reach out for help. If it's becoming too much and you can handle it, reach out for help. Sit with a counselor. Sit with a therapist. Sit with a life coach. Whoever that you know can help you. Sit with a mental health expert. Whoever that you know can help you to deal with those emotions, then sit with them. Because when you honor your emotions, you're simply saying, I am human, and I am an embodiment of emotions. And because I am an embodiment of emotions, I'm going to feel these emotions. I will acknowledge them. I'm going to take empowering actions as a result of them, and I'm going to be better. And these unpleasant emotions do not make you less of a human. They do not mean that you are not good enough. They do not mean that you're a bad person. They mean that you're simply human. And that's one of the foundational philosophy or foundational, what will I say, you know, part of being compassionate towards yourself is that first you acknowledge that you're human, albeit imperfect. I hope that this episode is helpful. If you need any help whatsoever, please do not hesitate to reach out to me for counseling, for coaching, for, you know, whatever kind of service that you need. Do not hesitate to reach out to me. Also, I'd like to invite you to join the Art of Forgiveness webinar. In the Art of Forgiveness webinar or masterclass, I have put together a proven strategy that would help you to release resentment, regrets, guilt, anger, sorrow, and all of that and more. And if you're interested, you might want to just reply this podcast and say, I'm interested, and then I can fill you in with more details. Until I come your way again next week, thank you for always showing up for yourself. I love you. Take care. Bye for now.